News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Gary Gannon, the Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, has said serious thought needs to be given to more celebrations taking place in Dublin city centre as it remains unsafe. His comments came after a knife attack following the Olympics homecoming on O'Connell Street earlier in the week. CEO of Dublin Town is Richard Guiney. Morning, Richard.
Morning.
Lots of people getting in contact with the programme this morning saying that Dublin city centre is unsafe. Gary Gannon may have a point. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, look, I think the city will host and has hosted many events over the course of summer, many large sporting events with tens of thousands of attending without any unfortunate events. I do think that, you know, as I understand from media reports, the people concerned in this particular instance.
We want to be careful to talk about it because there are individuals before the court. So those
events could have taken place anywhere. But I think more broadly, you know, the view that we shouldn't do anything because something may not work out has given rise to, you know, withdrawal of public toilets, public seating, etc. And I think we do need to have a city that is comfortable and is welcoming for all. And I think that's where we need to focus our attention. And I think we can do that. And I, you know, plenty of people come to the city and enjoy it and have a good time. And I think that's where we need to concentrate our energy. We have many events. I know over the course of the summer, we've had, you know, family focused events over the weekends, very well attended. People are having a good time. And I think, you know, we can't, because of one incident, then, you know, not do what people want us to do in the city and create
would you a respect- welcoming environment. With due respect, Richard, it's not just one incident. There have been a number of incidents that have happened in or around the north inner city that have a problem. I genuinely am concerned that people are avoiding coming into the city centre in Dublin because they are afraid.
Yeah, no, look, and, you know, I've been on this programme and others saying that there are issues that we do need to address and that that's a reality. But I also
Gary Gannon's point is we have to address them before the city centre feels safe.
No, I think we need to create a city that's welcoming and you know, as I say, we're having events every weekend. We've had family focused events and they've been very well attended and people have had a good time. And I think, you know, we can't punish the whole of society because something may, you know, there may be a problem somewhere. And I think,
the point I'd like to make to you is that you can have those events, right, as there was 20,000 people on O'Connell Street, and then you walk around the corner onto Marlborough Street and it's a very different atmosphere and a very different vibe. And that, as a parent of young children, you'd be worried that you could bring them to a family-friendly event and it would be lovely. And then when you're walking back to the car, you're exposing them to the smell of pot or people taking drugs in a doorway.
Look, there are issues in the city that are being addressed and they have to be addressed. But I don't think we should just close down the city until, you know, we live in a utopia. We have to do our best for the people of Dublin. We have to continue to make strides. And that will involve us organising events and bringing people into the city and letting them have a good time. And as I say, there are many events in the city where people are coming, they're having a good time, they're going home and everything is good. And I think we have to have more.
Little bit like the emperor has no clothes here. Is that ignoring the problem that we have got open drug dealing, that we have got people consuming drugs on the street, that we have intimidating individuals around? We can't ignore that, Richard. I mean, you're talking like somehow we can get rid of that.
No, nobody's ignoring that. And those issues are going to being addressed and they have to be systematically.
How are they being addressed?
Well, the government has set up a task force that will be reporting shortly. I think that's a very positive first step.
Are you telling me the task force is going to get rid of the gougers? Because that's the problem.
Look, there's going to be a process and you know, everybody's going to have to work on that, and that there's nobody denying that there's issues that need to be addressed. But the point that you're making is that we should just not do anything that welcomes people to the city. We shouldn't put on events. We shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't work with people. We shouldn't work to create a more welcoming environment. And I don't agree with that. I think we have to, you know, the twin track approach, and we need to create a city that's welcoming for everybody and that people can come in. And they are coming in and enjoying the city and having a good time. That's not to say that there are other things that we don't need to address.
No, and by the way, I'm not saying I'm agreeing with Gary Gannon at all. I think Dublin City Centre should be used, but I'm just concerned that the core issue, we can't live in a Narnia whereby the core issue isn't being dealt with, and I appreciate that you can't deal with it on your own either. You're part of the solution rather than being the problem. CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney, thank you very much. Lots of people getting in contact with us on this.
Yeah.
Shane, and lots of people agreeing with both of us, I'm afraid.
My wife was walking on the Lewis, walking to the Lewis on O'Connell Street from the Children's Hospital. She turned a corner, a lad with a knife ran into her. Luckily, she wasn't stabbed. Dublin City Centre is lawless. It's not safe. The Garda, you've lost control. Ireland is soft on crime. Take the heights of those caught. Hurt them where it hurts, says this listener.
I'm 68-year-old white female. I go to Dublin regularly with friends and can honestly say I've always been safe. I do know there are problems, especially late at night. You've got to be aware of your surroundings. I tell people that all the time, no matter where they are, it's a must in any city.
The remote working has killed Dublin City and nobody mentions it, as they all want to work from home. If you got staff back in city offices, it would improve the city a lot. I think there's something to that, and I think it just emphasises the point as to why we can't say we're not having events there. We cannot cede the streets to wrongdoers. That is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, but it's how we deal with it. And one more from Daniel before we wrap it up. Ordinary, decent people won't walk around central Dublin where the crime and antisocial behaviour has not
true.
Been tackled.
That is not true. Loads of ordinary, decent... My 16-year-old daughter goes into Dublin City Centre, goes into Henry Street and O'Connell Street every weekend. It is not true to say, and we have to stop saying that.
But we're on edge when we're doing it, Shane. We are on edge. So, I mean, I walked down my 16-year-old daughter
is not on edge walking down Henry Street.
Well, I'll tell you what,
we actually need to stop perpetrating these.
I walked down Mary Street about 3 weeks ago, and I have to say it was the worst I've ever seen. It was the worst I've ever seen.
There are absolutely problems.
Open drug taking, aggressive begging.
There are absolutely problems, but let's not say that people are terrified and ordinary, decent people are not coming. Some people are worried and concerned, and that's fine, and we need to address it. But there are loads of people who do come into the city centre and who do not feel threatened. I think we need to start speaking facts here instead of coming up with these myths that no one will go into the city centre.
Well,
that is not true.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.